What did you think of that set, George?
I thought it was great.
How could you think it was great? You didn't listen to anything. You talked through every record.
Yo.
I want to dedicate the Kinglets on Calvert to me.
Oh.
Because Dominic knows it used to be one of my favorite records, and I used to have that record.
Right.
What do we got coming up next, Dom?
Okay, moving right along
as
in our musical trip through time is going to be on... I got to refer frequently to my notes because, as we all know, without my notes, I am nothing.
Nobody, right?
Exactly. I believe that comment was made many times before.
Yeah, I heard that last Saturday at Relic Records, as a matter of fact.
Okay, the Ace also put out some CDs of unreleased material on the Old Town label. This CD, numbered 470 of Old Town material, included, as a pleasant surprise to everybody, an unreleased group called the Hummers and a song called Do You Know What I Mean?
You know, at the choir, right?
Well, it was unknown at the time, and of course, but at the same time, did Arthur Cry ever mention to anybody that he sang in that group?
Oh, yeah.
Before that time?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then this is a pleasant surprise for me more than anybody else. Then.
Okay. I believe it's
I was the only one surprised, actually, by this.
I believe it's Bobby Spencer doing lead?
Right.
Okay, let's hear it.
Some love is like it when the moon is bright. I like it when the moon is out of sight.
I love you. by your side, 'cause I love you.
She left me high and dry. Oh, baby, I played the part of a fool. Now the thrill is gone and I don't know what to do. Now the sun grows dark and weary. My heart aches for someone new. Miss Thing, where can she be? I wish somebody would tell me what. Oh, baby, what makes you do the things you do? And I don't know what to do. Well, the way she tips on in, cool as can be. Oh, baby, you show me so deeply that I cannot explain. Now the thrill is gone and I don't know what to do. Well, you know that the sun grows dark and weary. My heart aches for someone new. Miss Thing, where can she be? I wish somebody would tell me what to do. What makes you do the things you do? Now the thrill is gone and I don't know what to do. Whoa, Miss Thing, come on, baby. The way she tips on in, cool as can be. Without you, oh, Miss Thing, come on, baby. You know I love you. Where you been, honey?
Yes.
Where yet?
Yes.
Well, come on with me.
Yeah, here I come. I'm coming home, Daddy.
Come on, baby.
Yeah, I come.
Well, how you on up, girl? What's wrong with you?
Heavenly Father, oh, up above, please protect the girl I love, no matter when or where she is bound.
That was a great record, and of course I had to put my earphones to hear it because I haven't heard one full record here today. I would like to enjoy some of the music, but I guess I'm going to have to wait to get a tape of my own show here. Anyway, Dom, what did we hear?
Of course, from New Haven, Connecticut, the Starlocks, Heavenly Father on the Anko label, Anko 102 from 1957. Before that, we had Miss Thing by the Turbans, from the Herald label, recorded for Herald. This is got the Al Banks lead. This is from a Relic CD. This is a Relic CD version, Relic CD number 7039. Prior to that, a very seldomly played record, and I'm sure most of us who collect group records have this record, but I decided it was time to feature this record, Pete Morris, along with the Toon Drops, on the N record from 1956, on the N label from 1956, When You Hurt. That's N number 106. That's a New York City label, of course.
Okay. I believe your notes are finished now.
Well, I know. I'm reading. You're looking, and you must have had like a blackout there. Or
I think it's
zoned out because you were staring at me as I was.
That's because, of course, you're so good looking. That's why.
I was waiting for you, like, so to charming. Jump in, like to jump in with one of your, you know.
I was watching the back situation humorous, slide off your arm.
Humorous, casual asides. You know that you're so. You know.
Wait. We got a cat in here now. To what?
That's renowned. No cat. That happens to be the ugliest man in the world who had finally made a sound.
Right.
Moving right along. Let's play some records, and who knows, maybe I can hear a full record.
Right now at Jerry Moran's birthday party, they can't wait for me to get there.
I'm sure they can.
Oh.
And to everybody out there, radio is indeed theater of the mind.
This
so
is
let's
true.
Set everybody's mind at ease. The four people that have congregated into the studio today would never be referred to on any plane of existence as a beauty parade, okay?
That's absolutely true.
This is true.
Okay, from Atlanta, Georgia, another example of superior early 50s white vocal group harmony. This is a group called the Majestics on the NRC label from 1958. Please don't say no.
Please don't say no.
without your love. Baby, who am I? Who am I? I know you'll always, always help me and stand by my side. Oh, yes. Oh, this life I can't live.
Okay, kind of a different version of Why Can't You Be True, and that was the Vernals, and Dominic is going to tell you the three records you just heard. I'm just very happy that George was outside taking something for the diarrhea of mouth, and he's back again.
That's a very attractive image you just put right. up for us there, Sal Mondrone. Total class, that's all I could say. Anyway, we're back to mics. That's a radio term. We started off that set with Please Don't Say No by the Majestics, again from Atlanta, Georgia, from 1958. We followed that with an oddball record on the Duke label, Duke number 188, by the Five Jades, Without Your Love. And it features Laurencia Eaton. This record is from 1958. It's from Houston, Texas. At least that's where the label originates from. And the last thing, of course, was the Vernals from the Rulu label. This is an alternate take of this particular song that was released on Rulu in 1958. This one comes from the Candlelight CD number 6005. The group originates from Philadelphia.
Okay, you'd like to say hello to anybody out there, Don? Okay, I'd like to say hello to everybody from the WFC. Hello to Bill Carletta, Mike Colon, and all the guys over there that are working today. I believe Billy is working today. And George, you haven't said anything, George. Not on air, anyway.
Wow, yeah. What do you want me to say?
Enjoying the material.
Absolutely. I'm having a great time.
Okay, what's next, Don?
Okay, the next song we're going to play is by Ann Fleming on the Cookin' label, COOKIN apostrophe. Get it?
Right. Got it.
Okay. Now, what's interesting about this record is that it was released in 1961, but the record has as its master numbers in the Matrix Winley master numbers, which would place this record probably about 1959 or so. Although there is an Ann Fleming record on Winley number 260, which does contain the flip side of this record, this particular side, Beside You, by Ann Fleming and a vocal group, I don't think has ever been seen on Winley, although it does have Winley master numbers. Okay, that's the first song we're going to play. That's Beside You by Ann Fleming with the vocal group on Cookin' label.
Roll it.
I'm like the sun. darling, I have.
Oh, wanted you so long,
wishing you would. Many years.
Oh, just living a life of peace. Just living a life of peace. Oh,
darling, your love is all I live for. No one, no, no one else can ever rule my heart. Yes, you're the one for me. This I know. So please, what is this that's keeping us apart? Darling, my love.
Oh, belongs to you.
If you don't love me,
oh, what am I to do?
Please come to me.
And tell me I can't lose you. And tell me I can't lose
you. And tell me I can't lose.
Magic eyes, they hold a secret.
Okay, you just heard four great sounds from the collection of Dom DeLea, and next to last one he played, Ecstasy, really kind of woke me up. I hadn't heard that in a very long time. Dom, what were the four records we just heard?
Okay, the last thing we played was My Angel Eyes by Tony and the Masquins on the Ruthie label from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ruthie was a subsidiary of Junior Records, Kai Williams' label. Before that, we had played from Columbus, Ohio, on the Daisel label, Daisel number 1001, the Marquees, and the song is entitled Ecstasy. And prior to that, we played Steve Cass and the Love Tones on a Class Experimental label number series, Class C101 from 1958, Darling My Love.
I used to have that record.
In fact, I think I have your copy of it.
I believe you do.
And, of course, the first thing we played was Beside You by Ann Fleming on the Cookin' label.
I thought that was Steve Cass and the Lovelarks.
What'd I put? No, I think it says Love Tones on it.
Does it? Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen the record.
On the album, I think it says Love Larks.
That's what I thought it said.
Okay. Well, both these gang up on me.
No.
Since I haven't seen the record in about 3 years now, I don't know, Dom.
I'll check my copy. I could be wrong.
Yeah, by the way, Dom, don't be shy. Get closer to the microphone.
Right. Speak to us.
Yeah. Don't be shy. Get close. There you go. I believe you, your friend wanted to say something?
Well, he changed his mind. He's winding himself up now. It's, you know, when he springs into action, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, but nobody's going to know how ugly he really is if he talks. I mean, you know, there's no photograph of him going out. This is not TV. He could say something.
Again, the reality being, of course, that no one in this room is going to win any, you know, is ever going to make the cover of GQ.
I'll put it to you this way. When I could be the handsomest guy in this room, you know the other three guys are. Bad news.
Bad news, right? And we're all candidates for the Hair Club for Men.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I don't think we can make a full head of hair in here.
I don't think so.
We could try hard, but we can't.
Let's behave.
Like to say hi to everybody out there. If you want to give us a call, remember the number is area 718-365-8050. You're listening to the R&B Group Harmony Review. Every week, it's either Neil Hirsch, Dan Romanello, George Tompkins, or yours truly, Sal. I haven't done a show in 6 months, Mondrone.
Right, and don't forget to let people know that you and I will be back here next Saturday.
If they let us out in time.
This is true.
Okay, have you taken your Prozac today,
yes,
George?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Dom?
It's a sad state of affairs, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. Then again, it's always a pleasure to have you up here, Dom.
Right.
Gee, Sal. Let me wipe it. I'm going to have to wipe a tear away.
One of the founding members of the Sparrows Quartet also.
The founding member.
Yes. Well, one of the founding members. I believe the original group consisted of Dom, Billy, Sam, and another gentleman by the name of Jim Brady. Louis was in the group for a while, too, wasn't he?
Louis?
Yeah, Louis. He rescued us at one of our very significant recording sessions in the early 60s there.
You know, many people have asked me the same question, Dom. When is a CD of the Sparrows going to come out?
I was just going to say the same thing.
Many, many people have asked.
Well, I have no idea.
Okay. That was a good enough answer.
That's right.
I have just thoughts. I'm kicking around some ideas, but at this point, nothing like being put on the spot.
I tried to do that, Dom.
Right. And if he didn't, I would have.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
It's like a tag team here.
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Hey.
Okay.
Tremendous.
By the way, I appreciate Mike's support for me.
Right.
when the both of you are ganging up on me. I love how he comes to my aid.
Rescue, right. Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, actually, he's the troublemaker because outside right. He said, you should mention the fact that maybe a Sparrow CD should come out.
Right.
He's been looking for one for a long time.
Okay, anyway, we're going to move right along in our musical trip through time. We're up to about 1959 now.
Ah, very.
And we're going to start this next set with a very interesting song. I'm sure this has been played before. It's on the Skyline label by one of the, and it's recorded... Right. I enjoy the hand signals. It's great. It's wonderful. George Tompkins could be landing a DC-7 right now.
Or picking his nose.
I don't know what he's doing there. But anyway, here's what we got. Henry Alston, one of the original members of
the Hurricanes.
Right. George, right there.
Go to the head of the
amazing
class.
What a glittering jewel of colossal...
Unbelievable.
Right, whatever you want.
He's just a cacophony of knowledge.
Right, whatever. I'm just trying to keep it all within perspective now. This is on the Skyline label, New York City label. This is Skyline number 500. This was a cross-coupled side. There was like two records with three different sides, and they put out two records out of that.
Right.
This is called I Dare You Baby.
I'm
to stop. Your tears to fall in, and then I stop being true. I'm going to fall just one more time. Oh yeah, you better watch. Oh yeah, what you do. Well, there's a watch you.
four great sides in a row, and Dom is going to tell us now what we just heard.
We began with the Henry Alston record on Skyline. We followed that up with something, I don't really know where this record is from. It's on a label called Co-Rec, number 101. It's by a group called The Charmers, and the name of the record is Watch What You Do. And that was followed by The Stereos on the Gibraltar label, Gibraltar number 105 from 1959, A Love for Only You. The group The Stereos, a group who I found out only moments ago is from Steubenville, Ohio. Thank you, George Tompkins.
You're welcome.
The label, Gibraltar, is from East Orange, New Jersey, so I was going to say East Orange, New Jersey.
Right.
What do I know?
Okay, they are the same Stereos that recorded for Cub also.
Right, for Cub and
for Columbia. Right.
And the last record in that four-record set was by the Metros on the Just label from 1959 from New York City, Just number 1502, All of My Life.
Okay, you're listening to some great material from Dom DeLea's collection. We'd like to say hello to some nice people out there. Joanne McGuire was pleasantly surprised, Dom, that you played another song by Henry Alston. She was expecting, I guess, maybe Once in a Beautiful Lifetime or the
other. What is there left for me?
And Max from Yonkers called. We'd like to say hello
to
Max.
Hi, Max. I'm from Yonkers.
Okay. Hi, maybe. George. I'm from Cleveland.
Maybe we'll meet someday.
And Paul Auerbach called, and he's listening to the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Paul. I don't know what happened. I guess we got cut off. If you want, call back.
That's because some annoying little pest keeps calling over and over again.
Right.
And, you're listening to the R&B Group Harmony Review right here on WFUV with your hosts, Sal Mondrone and George Tompkins, our special guest this afternoon, Dom DeLea.